all you awesome folks out there. This is the Lifetime Athlete Podcast, and I'm your host, John Zombro. I am a physical therapist, a lifelong student of human performance, and a writer and a speaker about such things. Thank you for joining me today. This is episode 90, Metabolic versus Mechanical Conditioning. So this show, as you know, is all about finding the ways and sharing them, discussing how to achieve peak performance at any age. And that mission is to help everyone remain the athlete that they always have been or always have wanted to be. So here we go today with metabolic versus mechanical conditioning. And there are many ways to look at the concepts of movement and training. One of those ways is to consider the relationship or differences between metabolic and mechanical conditioning. So first, let's get started with the metabolic side of that equation. CrossFit, somewhat recently popularized that term with Metcon. But it was actually Arthur Jones, who was the inventor of the Nautilus line of exercise equipment, that used this term quite a bit in the 70s. And it's my understanding that he borrowed it from the Soviets at that time, who were probably the originators of the term metabolic conditioning. What this pertains to is energy system utilization, or in other words, when we do metabolic conditioning, we're working on things like our endurance, our lactate tolerance, or in other words, that's the ability to tolerate the presence of lactate in the bloodstream and more efficiently buffer it. Our overall work capacity, power output, durability, those sorts of things. And it's really all about how you produce energy, clear the associated waste products, and manage fatigue. So that's Metcon. Now let's give some consideration to mechanical conditioning. And as you would imagine, it is what it sounds like. It's technique and force management, or the creation and transfer of energy within our body. So how do we make our movement and power? This connects with the quality of that movement and the form and the precision with which we execute. It's artistic, it's poetic, and graceful when mechanical conditioning is done correctly. And it's all about form and technique and really being in the groove, finding the groove of movement for anything, whether that's throwing a ball or swimming or walking, the list gets long. So now that we have a general idea of what metabolics are and what mechanics are, well, what can happen if you focus on metabolics but disregard mechanics? That could be an example where you might be just schlepping through the motions. Kenworthy. So let's just say we have a guy whose name might be Kenworthy. He may have a very high tolerance for metabolic output, but because his form is so crappy, he's not tapping into all of his locomotive potential. Doesn't have to be a runner. It could be anything. But in this case, Kenworthy is a jogger. Energy is leaking and spraying in multiple directions, but not the desired one. It's kind of what I call movement diarrhea. Now, how about the other way around? When you work almost entirely on your mechanics, but you ignore your metabolics. Once knew a guy. Let's say his name was Hot Glass Charlie. So this is a dude who practiced his form relentlessly. He looked like he was prancing on not just hot coals or broken glass, but hot glass, thus the name Hot Glass Charlie. His movement patterns were so refined, he had decreased his ground contact time and emphasized his front side mechanics and really was looking almost like a slow motion film of how to run with perfect form. Problem was, he didn't do much metabolic training. So even though he looked so good, he was slow as hell. He did have a killer stash though. So how do we train for high metabolic conditioning and proper mechanics in either complementary or simultaneous fashion. So I think I can boil this down for you. Lower the intensity of some of the Metcon work to decrease the demand and then ultimately allow for some cognitive energy to focus on technique. So we're not totally entrenched in effort. We're also letting some of our thought processes and concentration abilities go into technique. Think about what you're doing and don't be mindless about your movement. I'm saying that to myself as well as everyone else. Perform cueing or priming or, you know, component movements or segmental drills and exercises. So any way you get to practice and ingrain that motor pattern so it's there when the demand goes up. You can make awesome movement reflexive, not conscious, and that's the higher level goal. Practicing and optimizing form is never wasting your time. And I would say, again, to myself and others, you know, don't always be so eager to seek that burn or fatigue or exhaustion. Now, at higher Metcon efforts, let technique faltering be the indicator for the rest break, not time or distance or reps or exhaustion. In other words, you go strong and fast and hard until just before that point when things start to get ugly or might start to get ugly. Then you rest, regroup, and repeat. So we're always teaching the body good movement lessons at the same time we're getting conditioning benefits. And likewise, practice starting out easy and taking good form into higher and higher outputs. Challenge yourself to hold the pattern. And this is an art form known as relaxed effort. And it's at least relaxed in a cognitive matter. You're not straining. So what's the take-home message in this brief iteration on metabolic training and mechanical training? Well, metabolic conditioning involves tolerance and durability. It makes us better at managing volume and intensity in our training and competition. Now, mechanical conditioning enhances technique and output. It helps us to refine our movement patterns to be more productive and potentially less injurious. When you put the two together, you get comprehensive conditioning, and that's what we're all looking for. So that's it, guys. Thanks, as always, for allowing me to share some of the pearls of peak performance wisdom. I hope this gives you the slightest pause for consideration and maybe stimulates some thinking of how you can make your training and conditioning more comprehensive, effective, and enjoyable. If you're an athlete and you're interested in working on some of the concepts I discussed today and many other evidence-based approaches that can level up your performance in 2020, just go to thelifetimeathlete.com and schedule your coaching appointment today. And if you're a coach or a trainer, let's work together in a collegial, consultative mentorship capacity. Until next time, this is Coach Jay-Z signing off from The Lifetime Athlete, where you can achieve peak performance at any age.